of little children to support. After the funeral was over, this brave woman spent no time pitying herself. At once, she set about doing whatever she could to earn a livelihood. Food and clothing for her children must be provided. Then there were debts which had been incurred during the illness and death of her husband. The doctor's bill, she knew, would be a large one, but he was slow in sending it to her. At last, one day, she went to his office and said, "Doctor, I wish you would give me that bill so that I may know what I owe you and make arrangements to pay it." In response, the physician reached for his records. He had itemized every visit made and every bottle of medicine given. Without speaking, he handed the woman the bill. In amazement, she read it, and her face turned pale at the greatness of the debt. How could she ever pay all that with the few dollars which she earned every week? Then, with grim resolution, she turned to the doctor. Trying valiantly to keep her voice from quivering, she said, "Doctor, I will pay you 50 cents a week until the amount is cleared." The doctor's face was full of pity and admiration for this plucky widow who was shouldering such a great responsibility. He took the bill from her hands and reached for his pen. And across the paper he wrote, "Paid in full," and signed his name. While the surprised woman looked on, he scored out the account in his record book. Then he handed her the receipt. Joy and relief filled her heart, and tears came to her eyes as she tried to thank her benefactor. Knowing that her debt had been canceled, she left the office with a deep sense of gratitude and with new hope for the future. Dear friend, a far greater debt in proportion is the debt of sin incurred during years of your indifference to God and your neglect of His salvation. Oh, rest assured that debt is too great for you to pay, for as a bankrupt sinner you have nothing to offer to God that is acceptable to cover the amount of your sin. However, from Calvary's cross we hear the triumphant cry, "It is finished," and we realize full well that complete payment has been made for our sin by the Lord Jesus Christ. How well we can sing, "Jesus paid it all." Payment God will not twice demand, first at my bleeding shirt His hand, and then again at mine. The Lord Jesus was able to cry, "It is finished." The writer of the Hebrews was able to say, when He had by Himself purged our sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Father. And bless God, He is offering today eternal life to any who will come with the debt of sin and fall at His feet and say, "Lord Jesus, I'm trusting You, who paid it all at Calvary, to forgive me, to make me Your child." He says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved." Do it today. My, how He'll bless you. Amen.